The Bush administration again is on the defensive about its claims that Iraqi weapons of mass destruction justified the war in Iraq. David Kaye, who led the U.S. search for nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons in Iraq, says no such stockpiles have been found or are likely to be found. But yesterday, President Bush repeated his assertion, made often before the war, that such weapons represented a grave and imminent threat to the United States. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
David Kaye's conclusions about Iraq's unconventional weapons have been, to say the least, difficult for the White House to embrace. He says UN weapons inspectors in Iraq in the 1990s ended the production of these dangerous weapons, that the U.S. bombing campaign in 1998 destroyed whatever chemical weapons production capacity Iraq still had, and that Iraqi scientists were deceiving Saddam Hussein about whether they were even working on weapons of mass destruction programs. Iraq did have some programs, Kaye told NPR on Sunday, and Saddam Hussein intended to build weapons of mass destruction if economic sanctions had been lifted. But there's nothing there now.
My summary view, based on what I've seen, is that we are very unlikely to find stockpiles, large stockpiles of weapons. I don't think they exist.
That conclusion has led many experts in this field to reassess their views on whether UN inspections worked in Iraq and whether the threat justified the war. Michael Nacht, a former official in the Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, now dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of California at Berkeley, wonders whether in hindsight there was any threat at all from such weapons.
The level of the WMD threat, assuming David Kaye is right, was largely non-existent, at least in the short term.
That's the same conclusion Joe Cirincione has drawn. He is co-author of a study of Iraq's unconventional weapons just published by the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. The UN's effort to disarm Iraq in the 1990s worked, he believes, at far less cost than war.
Saddam did not have the capability to threaten even his immediate regional neighbors. He was in a box. He was contained and declining in strength. The president's characterization then was inaccurate. Many people thought it was an exaggeration at the time. Now we know it.
The White House is admitting no such thing. Yesterday, President Bush was asked what conclusions he has drawn from Kaye's remarks.
There is no doubt in my mind that Saddam Hussein was a grave and gathering threat to America and the world. There's just no doubt in my mind. And I say that based upon intelligence that I saw prior to the decision to go into Iraq, and I say that based upon what I know today.
David Kaye's findings have thrown the spotlight once again on the controversy over the intelligence on Iraq before the war. Jay Davis is a former scientist at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, former head of the Defense Threat Reduction Agency in the Pentagon, and a former weapons inspector in Iraq. He argues that in considering the possible threat to the United States from the nexus of rogue states and terrorists, the standard for intelligence needs to be raised.
I think we need some serious thinking about this as we move from fearing the actions of nation states, that after all are pretty deterrable, to trying to deter terrorists, which is a much harder problem. What's the quality of intelligence we need to act? I think it needs to be quite high.
Michael Knox suggests forming a blue ribbon panel of outsiders to investigate the intelligence failures in Iraq.
The precedent of getting this so wrong has to be sorted out. We have to have a really careful understanding of how this intelligence was put together, really dissect it clinically, where did things go wrong step by step.
Since last spring, the Senate Intelligence Committee has been holding closed-door hearings on the question of Iraq intelligence, focusing solely on the quality of intelligence that was supplied to policymakers. Yesterday, Democratic members of the committee said the inquiry should be expanded to consider whether the intelligence itself was misused. Republican members are resisting such an expansion of the committee's investigation. Mike Schuster, NPR News.